This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In federal court today, the former chief financial officer of Boeing entered a guilty plea for his role in a growing Pentagon scandal. Michael Sears admits that he offered a six-figure job to an Air Force official while she was in the process of reviewing Air Force contracts with Boeing. In a plea bargain, Sears agreed to cooperate in a widening investigation into Boeing's Defense Department contracts. NPR's David Shaper reports.
In entering his guilty plea in a federal courtroom today, the former number two man at Boeing did not admit to much more than was already known. But many observers say his cooperation must be pretty valuable to the growing criminal investigation. Michael Sears admits secretly negotiating to hire Darlene Druyan, the second highest-ranking procurement official in the Air Force, while she was still in a position to influence contracts with Boeing. And in her own plea agreement, Druyan admits she did just that, steering billions of dollars of work Boeing's way at sometimes inflated costs to taxpayers.
The Druyan case could be the biggest military acquisition scandal of this generation.
Lauren Thompson is a defense policy expert for the conservative nonpartisan think tank, the Lexington Institute.
Simply based on what Ms. Druyan said in court, we already know that billions of dollars worth of government money may have gone to the wrong people.
At Druyan's sentencing hearing last month, she admitted giving Boeing preferential treatment on contracts after the aerospace and defense giant hired her daughter and son-in-law and while she negotiated her own employment terms with Boeing. Druyan was the chief architect of a controversial $23 billion deal to lease and buy 100 refueling tankers from Boeing, which she admitted inflating as a parting gift to the company she was about to go to work for. Congress has since halted the tanker deal amid criticism it was overpriced and unnecessary.
There's a dark cloud of controversy over the Air Force on how they handled the tanker deal.
Keith Ashdown is an expert on military spending for Taxpayers for Common Sense. He says the Pentagon is trying to get out from under that cloud by investigating every contract Druyan ever worked on dating back to 1992.
And so I do think they're trying to get ahead of the story and trying to look proactive to lawmakers and to the media because they have looked like they've looked the opposite over the last couple months.
Boeing, too, is trying to put the best possible spin on a bad situation. A spokesman who would not go on air said the company didn't know it was getting inside favors from Druyan while she was still at the Air Force. And he pointed out the company's own investigation led to the charges against Druyan and Sears, who were both fired by Boeing a year ago. But this isn't Boeing's only problem with government contracts. The company is already banned from working on satellite rocket launchers for the Air Force because of a separate ethics scandal. And federal prosecutors are reportedly looking into Boeing's role as the lead contractor on a $100 billion Army program. Meantime, Boeing is facing increased competition for its lucrative government work, according to Teal Group defense industry analyst Richard Abalafia.
Well, people forget that the defense industry really is a competitive and cutthroat market. And so when anyone takes a bite as a result of such an ethical scandal, everyone else smells blood and goes in.
Boeing rival Lockheed Martin wants the Government Accountability Office to revoke $6 billion worth of Boeing contracts that Druyan said she influenced in hopes of having the work rebid. And Boeing is also facing increased competition for military airplane business from EADS, the European parent company of rival Airbus. David Shaper, NPR News.